Thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 to 18. Reinforcement. And the first part of reinforcement is what? Zephaniah 1, verse 14 to 18. You see, the prophet is repeating himself. He is reinforcing the point he is making. He's trying to drive it home. He's trying to get the point home. This is an excellent teacher, and he knows that reinforcement, repetition, is important here, vital here. He doesn't just say it once. He repeats what he said before, hammering it home into Judah. What is he talking about? What's this reinforcement? What is the day of the Lord, verse 14? What is he saying here? What is he reinforcing? What is he making the Jews understand? That day is near. The nearness of the day, the certainty of the day, again, that is in verse 14. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. Look at the words he uses. It's not going to be a pleasant time for Judah. Verse 14, bitter. There's going to be shouting, verse 14. The warrior is going to be in the land. There's going to be a dreadful day of trouble, wrath, verse 15. Distress, verse 15. Anguish, verse 15. Trouble, 15. Ruin, verse 15. Clouds and blackness, verse 15. They'll hear the trumpet call, the battle cry, in verse 16. Distress, again, verse 17. Blindness striking them, verse 17. Blood be shed, verse 17. God's wrath will be seen, verse 18. God's jealousy, verse 18. God commanding, God consuming, verse 18, what do you have here? Neither will their silver nor their gold be able to save them. On the day of the Lord's wrath, in the fire of his jealousy, the whole world will be consumed. Yes, there is a general conflagration here, but of course it is for Judah in particular. It'll be sudden, verse 18, it'll be an end, verse 18. Did they get the message? Did the penny drop? Did they understand what Zephaniah was saying? What more could he say? Anguish, distress, trouble, war, famine, whatever. It's all coming upon them. Ruin, rubble, everywhere. Have they got the message? Did they turn? Did they repent? Well, Josiah did. But did the people come back? The answer, my friend, is a stark no. Zephaniah was speaking to the wind. He wasn't heeded at all by the majority of the people. It was words like water off a duck's back. It was just bouncing against the wall and coming away. My friend, and that's the history of it. And Judah went into this captivity. It was the day of the Lord. It was near. It was sudden. It was certain. It was blackness. It was anguish. It was trouble. It was ruin. By the waters of Babylon, we sat down and we wept. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? Will we learn today? Of course, this is Old Covenant. It's Old Covenant language and Old Covenant experience. But the New Covenant, my friend, is even more severe. The New Covenant is more glorious than the Old Covenant. In the words of Hebrews, it's superior, superior. When we break the new covenant, when we transgress the principles of the new covenant, the consequences for us are more severe than for Israel and Judah in the old covenant. The new covenant is more glorious, but it's also more severe. The law of Christ is more penetrating than the law of Moses. Of course, the benefits, the gains are immense, but the responsibility is huge also. So that's the first point. Reinforcement. What was it? The day of the Lord is coming. Did Zephaniah preach with success? I can't say he did. Will this kind of preaching reach people today? The evidence doesn't seem pretty promising, but by God's grace, may his word come with power, an affecting power, and turn us. Christ speaking to the churches, the ecclesia in Revelation 2 and 3, they all went into captivity, into bondage. They've all lost themselves. Their candlestick was removed. Oh, will it be different for us, my friend? Will we yet learn?